There is a word that does not need to be explained. It stands alone as a disease that has affected over 10 million Americans alive today. This year alone, over 1.5 million new cases will be diagnosed in this country. She was 39 years old and had been told for 5 months that she was suffering from either a pinched nerve or a hemorrhoid. It was neither. In December of 1990, Gull learned that a 3-inch tumor was growing on her body. She was diagnosed with a very rare and aggressive type of cancer.
I'm standing there listening to the awful words that the doctor was saying. There was no hope, really. He said it was a type of cancer that couldn't be treated by chemo or radiation. Nothing was effective against this type of cancer. But underneath in my heart, I'm saying, Lord, we just praise you. Father, we worship you. We give you all the glory for her healing. And I rebuke those words. They're not from you. Because Jesus came to heal, not just for our sins. And Jesus is Cheryl's healer. Thank you, Lord. This healing will be for your glory. Every word that came out of the doctor's mouth, in my heart, I'm praising the Lord for Cheryl's healing. You know, I had heard of different miracles, and I know it was the Holy Spirit working in me, and I knew, though, that no matter how bad it was, I knew it was going to be okay, though. I just knew that I was going to live and not die. I didn't have any idea what I was in store for.
Cheryl began seeing a team of specialists immediately. They devised a treatment plan to try to extend her life every little bit that they could. The first round of therapy centered on radiation to try to kill the cancer cells. And in March of 91, Cheryl underwent surgery to remove the tumor from her body. However, the operation was not the success that her doctors had hoped for.
And where this cancer was right in between major nerves and arteries, so they couldn't get it all. In fact, the doctor said that he had to leave a portion of cancer in there as big as the palm of his hand that they just couldn't get. And that's why it looked so hopeless, because of the cancer that had to stay in there in the lymph nodes.
The cancer was spreading. Cheryl's doctors did not expect her to live for more than a year. But Cheryl knew that it was not God's will for her to die. Her husband Stan and their 2 young children needed her. She had to survive. Cheryl and her mother began to center in on the Word of God.
You know, I know that God allowed me to, the timing was perfect. I know that God allowed me to see them first and to get my hope built up. Because they taught to totally believe God's Word, no matter what the situation looks like. They really taught us how to do spiritual warfare. I started watching them, and they were so good, just talking about faith and how it was God's will. You know, He's a good God, and His will is to heal. And the way they taught on not being moved by your circumstances, it didn't matter how bad they were, but to be moved by the Word of God, have faith in God's Word.
Cheryl and Faye were growing in the spirit daily, but in the natural, they were not given much hope. Her doctors told her that she would now be treated with 2 kinds of chemotherapy, one by IV and one by catheter, 12 treatments over the next year and a half. The doctor said this treatment was like trying to kill an elephant with a BB gun, but it was the best they could offer. So as her mother undertook the daily vigil of caring for Cheryl, the chemotherapy began.
I would read to her when she was asleep and didn't even know it, but I knew that her spirit was accepting it. I'd sit there and read until I fell asleep. She listened to her Walkman with praise tapes, God's Word, or it was going on a tape player beside her. But the Word of God was constantly going. But she slept through a lot of it, but it was ministering to her even when she was asleep. And I knew, though, that I was just a thought away from dying. I knew that if I started thinking the other way, that maybe God's will is to heal me by taking me to heaven. I knew if I just started thinking that way, that then I would die. I just knew I was a thought away from it, so I had to keep my thoughts just on what God's Word said, what the promises were said, just like it was, just like they were written, just like God said them.
Cheryl and her mother, and she went forward for prayer as a point of contact. Cheryl never doubted the promises of God. She knew that she was healed and her family stood with her. Cheryl's faith was strong, but the chemo and the cancer were making her young body very weak.
I really, really had to give that to the Lord. It was so difficult to see her in pain. What? I wasn't going to do this. I had to see her well as the Lord saw her healed. I really did. I went to His Word and I said, I thank You that by His stripes she is healed. I thank You, Lord, that this weapon that has been formed against her shall not prosper. You know, and I knew that Jesus said He was the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that meant so much to me because I knew that Jesus never refused to heal anyone when He walked on this earth.
Cheryl's family gathered together for prayer every week. They encouraged each other with the Word and the promises of God. Knowing they had followed the advice of the doctors, the treatment plan was coming to an end. There was nothing left to do in the natural but wait. Cheryl and her family knew that this was the time to stand their ground and to expect the healing power of God. For a little over a year, Cheryl was sent home with no more treatments. During that time, she continued to focus on and to confess the Word over her body. Her doctors did not expect her to live through the year. So imagine their surprise when they examined Cheryl.
And then finally, after doing the checking, and he just says, must be just scar tissue because it's still the same. It's still the same. And he said that if it was still active, well, it would be growing because it was so aggressive. And it's just, it was just such an anticipation that whole day. It's just excitement because I knew it was going to be good news, but I could just hardly wait to hear it. Like I waited for all year for this.
Cheryl has been healed of terminal cancer. She did not become a fatal statistic. Instead, she was awarded the American Cancer Society Courage Award. She is speaking to doctors, patients, and families to tell them about the hope and the healing that is available through Jesus Christ. Through the power of the Word of God, Cheryl is a living testimony to the glory of God.
And some people will say, oh, I wish I had that faith. Or I know somebody, I wish they had that faith. And I want to tell them that God is no respecter of persons, and His Word does not return to Him void. You know, it accomplishes that which He sent it to do. I want everyone to have the same hope and faith and to believe, because we're all God's children and He loves us all. No one is more special than anyone else. So what He did for Cheryl, He can do for anyone.
He says with long life, He will satisfy us and show us His salvation. And that is His will for us. And I know that, and I'm so happy to be here and to be praying for my family, to be praying for my children and my husband and all of my family, and to be interceding for others too. And it's such a privilege to talk to others, to spread this good news, to spread this testimony.